Hello there, digital follower. You have in your ears, or are just about to, a live recording of Outlandish Theatre's performance, Freedom, recorded at the Samuel Beckett Theatre in Trinity College, Dublin, in the winter of 2025. If you're following the Culture File feed, you'll have heard our edition of the Culture File debate, recorded after this performance. Well, here now is a chance to hear the show that inspired that conversation. And if you haven't heard that conversation, it's still available and good for hearing before or after what now follows.
It is 2025.
إنها سنة 2025.
Gaza is being destroyed.
يتم تدمير غزة.
And in Europe, people are walking around with genocide in their pockets.
وفي أوروبا يتصرف الناس كأن الإبادة الجماعية شيء عادي لا يؤثر فيهم.
The fifth flotilla of 50 boats has just left the European shores to break the siege in Gaza. To deliver humanitarian aid that has been blocked by Israel.
الأسطول الخامس المكون من 50 قاربا غادر للتو السواحل الأوروبية لكسر الحصار عن غزة وإيصال المساعدات الإنسانية التي منعتها إسرائيل.
157 out of 193 UN member states recognized the state of Palestine on the borders of 1967, also known as the Green Line.
157 دولة من أصل 193 دولة عضو في الأمم المتحدة تعترف بدولة فلسطين على حدود عام 1967 المعروفة بالخط الأخضر.
It is little and a little too late.
إنه قليل ومتأخر جدا.
The world's in a state of perpetual chaos. Confusing daylight for possibilities and the night's darkness for the end of violence.
العالم غارق في فوضى لا تنتهي. يظن أن ضوء النهار يعني الفرص وأن ظلام الليل يعني نهاية العنف.
Artists Iman Aoun, Haider Al-Tamimi and Maud Hendricks meet in Ghent in a cafe and are discussing Antigone and what is left of her to be interpreted.
يجتمع الفنانون إيمان عون وحيدر التميمي ومود هندريكس في مدينة جنت في مقهى ويتناقشون حول شخصية أنتيغوني وما تبقى منها ليعاد تفسيرها.
Artist One lives and works in Ramallah at 150 kilometers from Gaza.
الفنان الأول يعيش ويعمل في رام الله على بعد 150 كيلومترا من غزة.
Artist Two in Ghent is at 3,070 kilometers from Gaza.
الفنان الثاني في جنت ويبعد 3,070 كيلومترا من غزة.
And artist three in Dublin is at 4,093 kilometers from Gaza.
والفنان الثالث في دبلن على بعد 4,093 كيلومترا من غزة.
They meet to talk frankly.
يجتمعون ليتحدثوا بصراحة.
To suppress.
Ooh. I never liked Antigone because she defends God's law. I mean, kings use the gods to amplify their ideas. But I appreciate what she did. I have no problem challenging the kings. I mean, it's my obligation as a Palestinian, despite the threats.
I am a threat to the state. Well, democracy. I am free only when I'm on stage. In public, if I say the wrong thing, I could upset the status quo.
I'm an exhausted animal. I'm not under attack, I understand. But I am not willing to die. I'd like to live.
That's a good point, of course.
I also like to live.
To hate.
I suggest I play Antigone.
Hey, but I thought you didn't want to just, like...
Of course, because I'm willing to die in the name of justice. I mean, not to act Antigone in a pretend way, and not to die, but to live. Live her.
Whoa, hold on, wait. Yes, we all have blood on our hands. But to sacrifice your life when life is what we are defending, is that ethical?
I don't think that's good practice.
And guys, maybe I want to play Antigone. I mean, it's 2025, and she can be played by a dude.
Oh. Would you rather stay stuck in this reckless mire of non-solution solutions? She, Antigone, is using the gods to outwit the kings, right? I think I am in the best position to play her. I'm a great manipulator.
Oh.
No. Sorry, Iman. I fully support you, of course. You are also best positioned to play Antigone as Palestinian, in whatever way you can perform her, real, fake, pretend. It all matters at this point.
Yeah. By all means necessary. Since our audiences are numb, that sparks no surprise anymore.
Of course. Of course, yes. I'll play her. Therefore, we need to take actual risk.
To be shocked.
Thank you.
So, who are the kings? Who is Creon today?
He's a billionaire.
He's a colonialist.
He's not a freedom fighter.
He's a family man.
He dyes his hair.
He's a fascist.
A peace builder.
He wins a Nobel Prize, a Nobel Peace Prize.
He's a Zionist.
He owns a social media platform.
He has a space program.
But who are they? Their names, please.
Simple. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, George Bush, Bush the son, Bill Clinton, Tony Blair.
The Murdochs.
Michael Martin, Benjamin Netanyahu, Itamar Ben-Gvir, Jeff Bezos, Bezalel Smotrich, Israel Katz, Bart de Wever, Manuel Jean-Michel. Macron.
Michel Martin.
Elon Musk.
For though the world has stood up and stopped the bastard, the bitch that bore him is in heat again. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I just hijacked Sophocles with Brecht. Yeah. I just want to say this. It's about the model we have created that is birthing all these people. Our creation is killing the human project.
Mm. To be disgusted.
How would Antigone as an artist today challenge the system?
Can you be an artist and a freedom fighter at the same time?
Of course. Of course you can. As an artist, you can be a freedom fighter without killing anyone.
So you're saying no artist has ever killed for freedom?
I'm saying that artists can only be violent towards themselves.
If I was Antigone, which I'm not, even though I would play her very well, I would invite thousands of people to gather on a beach. I draw the figureheads of the kings in the sand. I would then ask them, the audience, to laugh outrageously, yeah? Mm-hmm. To humiliate them, ridicule them. Mm-hmm. Can we try this for a moment?
To ridicule.
Pathetic attempt. Rubbish.
No. It's not. It's the role of the artist to ridicule the power. Satire can diminish power.
Do you really believe art will change something? You think Antigone would break into the king's palace and dance? Do a dance? I don't know, Dabke? Hmm? Or ballet? Performing the Rite of Spring by Stravinsky on the headquarters of the United Nations? And dance herself to death? Gushing expensive fake blood, gushing down the building, I don't know. Do you think that changes anything?
Did you know that there were a Women's International Festival happening in Gaza during the genocide? Did you know that the Gazans had done a donkey festival to thank all donkeys in Gaza that were the only means of transportation for the people during the genocide? It's not what you use. It is when and how you use it. As Antigone, I would recite all the Gaza monologues at the Parliament of the European Parliament, or at the European Parliament.
To be silenced.
A comunidade internacional acredita e está no
What if we were less emotional about it? What would practically harm the kings?
Get rid of your phone, your computer, car, fast clothing, fast food, fast life. Start listening to your own heartbeat and maybe drum to that heartbeat in the silence of the wake inside your mind, unplugging capitalism. Reconnecting with the Earth's potential to carry each and every one of us as we are.
Idyllic.
Yeah, it's idyllic. It's too idyllic.
This wave of colonialism, though, will see the deaths of many innocents, yeah? Followed by the deaths of the colonizers themselves, who will die of overconsumption. And all these dead bodies will fertilize the land for an evolved species in the year 3000? Maybe? You know what? We are all occupied. Everyone is occupied. Every country is occupied. Except Palestine.
To be an upset bystander.
Thank you.
I don't feel what I can do. I can't grasp it. What can I do right here, right now? What do we do with the shame, the anger, frustration, the guilt? Being one of them? Not a follower, but a consumer.
Bury the dead children of Gaza. Bury the dead children of Gaza. Read all their names.
That takes 7 hours.
If I was Antigone,
to release.
You've been listening to Freedom, recorded live at the Samuel Beckett Theatre, Trinity College, Dublin, in November 2025. The recording was by Michael Higgins.